Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
On to the English local elections, and Rishi Sunak has insisted he'll push on with his agenda despite the Tories suffering major losses in his first electoral test as UK Prime Minister. Labour has claimed that its victories so far suggest Keir Starmer will be able to enter in number 10 after a general election. For more on this, though, we're joined by Lucy Fisher, who's Whitehall editor with the Financial Times. Lucy, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon.
A bad day for the Tories then.
Well, that's right. As things stand at present, they have lost about 574 councillors compared with the seats they're up for election this time 4 years ago in 2019. And it's clear that the Conservatives' most pessimistic forecasts appear to be coming good, with predictions that they could lose as many as 1,000 once all the votes are counted at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at counting continuing, obviously, but Labour have gained over 300. Lib Dems, they've gained over 200. So it's not all Labour. And I just wonder if Labour are happy with projections as to how the rest of the counting will go. Are they satisfied that they've taken as much as they can?
Well, look, I think they are clearly happy with the way that things are going. We've seen Keir Starmer very upbeat on his rounds this morning, doing press clips, making clear that they believe that they can win and are on track to win a majority at the next general election. And I think really this set of locals, the biggest test was for Keir Starmer to show momentum for Labour. There have been previous instances of the party doing well in the national polls, but failing to live up to that when it comes to the locals. And I'm thinking in particular of the last set of local authority elections before Ed Miliband's defeat in the 2015 general election. So it did feel like the stakes were very high for Keir Starmer today. And there are some key wins. I mean, councils like Plymouth, like Stoke-on-Trent in Staffordshire, which have flipped from the Conservatives to Labour, are good news. I think you're right to highlight that the Lib Dems have done very well, particularly in the so-called blue wall, more prosperous areas of the South. One of the key questions, which I'm sure we'll be talking about lots over coming days and weeks, is whether many of those people who have voted Lib Dem in the local elections will stick with the party at the general election, or could transfer what many are interpreting as an anti-government, anti-conservative vote to Labour if it's in seats which tactically it looks like only the Labour could defeat the incumbent Conservative candidate.
Mm-hmm. Despite the fact that the Green Party is doing relatively well in England, Lucy.
Yeah, I think that's also something certainly worth highlighting. This is a set of particular seats in which the Green Party also did very well last round. But I think it also reflects, you know, how much the Green issues have travelled up the agenda. I think there has been a sense that despite the UK hosting COP and despite Boris Johnson outlining some very ambitious targets on green issues, for example, outlawing the sale of new diesel fossil fuel cars and vehicles in 2030, 5 years before the EU, that actually this Conservative government hasn't really followed through with many of the signals about being more environmentally friendly that were first sort of promised and heralded when they came in 2019.
I'm sure Labour will say, and I'm looking at the BBC saying that if this were to translate into a general election, and I know they're very different, but if it were, Labour projecting would have a projected 9-point lead over the Conservatives based on today's results so far. I'm sure Labour and Keir Starmer is licking his lips, but a general election can be different, can't it?
Well, it can, and there are different ways of measuring how today's vote would map out in general election. There's the projected national share, which is one way of doing it. Then there's the national equivalent vote, which is another methodology. So we'll have to wait till all the votes are counted and to see what these different methodologies come up with. But sometimes it can give quite different narratives, which are likely to be seized on and exploited by parties that they're most favourable to. But certainly in Labour circles, the mood I'm picking up is one of optimism today. And by turns, there are recriminations being hurled in Conservatives in many different directions. Some people attacking CCHQ for the campaign they've run. others saying that blame really lies at the door of Rishi Sunak, the Prime Minister, and for his agenda.
Even though he's been a stabilising force in the Tory party, I just wonder, is this a good result then, paradoxically, for Cincinnatus, for Boris Johnson,
well,
waiting in the wings?
Well, certainly there are those who would like to see him return, including David Campbell Bannerman, who's been on the airwaves today. I've spoken to him myself for the Financial Times. You know, he is clear that he would like to see Boris Johnson return. He points out that 4 years ago, when these seats were last up, it was a dismal result for the Conservatives then. It led to the precipitous downfall of Theresa May, who was Prime Minister at the time. And he points out that Boris Johnson then came in and managed to turn it around within 6 months to win a fairly stonking majority, the biggest Conservative victory since 1987. So mm-hmm. he says, despite Boris Johnson's flaws, he is an election winner. But I wouldn't want to overstate that. You know, I've questioned many other sort of Conservative front and back benches today about their take. I think their overall, the feeling is that there has been such a period of turmoil in the party in the past year with three prime ministers that changing leader yet again would make the party appear ridiculous in the eyes of the electorate.
And they don't want to appear ridiculous, that's for sure, Lucy. Look, there we did it, Lucy. We didn't reference Brexit at all much, we've discussed the UK election. Lucy Fisher, I'll let you back to your the trenches there, Whitehall editor with the Financial Times. Thank you very much indeed.